This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. There have been more than 905,000 confirmed cases of the COVID-19 virus globally, with an estimated death toll of approximately 46,000. It's spreading fastest in the United States, where more than 5,100 people have died. New York rushed to bring in an army of medical volunteers Wednesday as the statewide death toll from the coronavirus doubled in 72 hours to more than 1,900, and the wail of ambulances in the otherwise eerily quiet streets of the city became the heartbreaking soundtrack of the crisis. The nation's largest city is the hardest hit of all, with bodies loaded onto refrigerated morgue trucks by gurney and forklifted outside overwhelmed hospitals in full view of passing motorists. The mayor of Los Angeles on Wednesday told everyone in the nation's second largest city to start wearing masks to combat the coronavirus, but California's governor is not ready to take that idea statewide. Governor Gavin Newsom said Wednesday he's focused instead on keeping people inside. He also announced the state may need 66,000 additional hospital beds, 16,000 more than previously forecast, to handle the crush of illnesses expected during the second part of May. At an afternoon news conference, Mayor Eric Garcetti said he had been awaiting advice from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on mask wearing, but with the COVID-19 rate surging, had decided to wait no longer. The U.S. Coast Guard has directed cruise ships to prepare to treat any sick passengers and crew on board while being sequestered indefinitely offshore during the coronavirus pandemic. The new rules outlined in a memo are required for ships in the district that covers Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Puerto Rico. They also come with a stiff warning. Any foreign flag vessels that loiter beyond U.S. territorial seas should try first to medically evacuate there. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said on Wednesday he was considering a plan to halt flights to U.S. coronavirus hotspots as the United States struggles to contain the pandemic projected to kill at least 100,000 people. Such a plan might conceivably shut down traffic at airports in hard-hit New York, New Orleans, and Detroit. Domestic flights have already greatly reduced as demand has fallen in the wake of the pandemic. On Tuesday, Mr. Trump and physicians advising him said between 100,000 and 240,000 people in the U.S. are likely to die from the virus in coming weeks, even if Americans adhere closely to stay-at-home guidelines for April. President Trump announced on Wednesday that the United States will deploy Navy ships in the Caribbean and East Pacific to prevent drug cartels for taking advantage of the coronavirus pandemic and smuggling more narcotics. Mr. Trump was joined by Defense Secretary Mark Esper and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley at a White House briefing and said the move is needed because there is a growing threat that cartels and criminals will try to take advantage of the pandemic. The U.S. Navy is evacuating thousands of sailors from the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt in Guam. This after its captain warned a coronavirus outbreak was threatening the lives of his crew. The Navy says dozens of the 4,800 on board are infected with COVID-19. Some are already off the carrier, with more expected to leave over the next couple of days. Pentagon officials say they are arranging for hotel rooms for many of the crew or sorting out who can be part of a skeleton crew to keep the ship operational. Russia sent the United States medical equipment Wednesday to help fight the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump, struggling to fill shortages of ventilators and personal protective equipment, accepted Russian President Vladimir Putin's offer in a phone call on Monday. A Russian military transport plane left an airfield outside Moscow and arrived at New York's John F. Kennedy Airport in late afternoon Wednesday. A U.S. official said that the shipment was a direct result of Mr. Trump's phone conversation with Putin. The official said it carried 60 tons of ventilators, masks, respirators, and other items. The official said the equipment would be carefully examined to make sure it comports with the quality requirements of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. And the United Nations says the global economy could shrink almost 1% this year due to the new coronavirus, a sharp reversal from the pre-pandemic forecast of 2.5% growth. A report issued Wednesday by the U.N. Department of Economic and Social Affairs warns that the decline could be even deeper if restrictions on economic activities extend into the third quarter and if fiscal stimulus efforts don't support income and consumer spending. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.